Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hello and welcome to Daily Pop. Can your relationship survive a massive scandal? Matt and Rachel had an ugly breakup and possibly the biggest Bachelor controversy of all time. But rumor has it they're back together. And Sharon and Cheryl are fighting again after their nasty blow up on the talk. Can they still be friends? Justin is out today, so please welcome Aaron Lim Rhodes and Roxy Diaz to the show. And you guys, it's National Beer Day.
Hey,
so what the hell?
Cheers.
Let's drink.
Cheers. I am happy about this.
Yes. Roxy said she's going to take it to the head in the first block. There you go.
Yeah, I thought we were both going to chug it.
No, I never said I was.
No, I see it.
Chug it.
Go. You go.
We got a whole hour. Yeah. We got to get through this. Oh, come on, guys. All talk and no action. Okay, we'll check back in. Okay, Cheryl Underwood is finally speaking out after her big fight with Sharon Osbourne, and she claims she has not received an apology. Listen to what she said on her podcast.
I've been looking through my phone, and y'all know. Ooh. I'll be trying to look through my phone and everything.
Yeah, everybody out there.
She ain't
call her,
Cheryl. That was a lie. Gotta go back as far as I can go.
Okay.
No, I can go back as far as I can
wow.
go. No.
And that's another thing. She tweeted her apology, a two-page tweet or whatever, and everybody said, oh, she apologized, but you were not in the tweet at all. How you feel about that, Cheryl?
I felt an odd feeling about that. The issue is, for me, it's about trust. And it's about, I don't want to add to the chatter in a negative way, that we're not coming with positive solutions and trust and growth and evolution.
Well, that's Cheryl's side of the story. Sharon, though, says this is not true, and she has receipts. Sharon sent these text messages to the Daily Mail showing that she did apologize with the dates and the timestamps. Now, we have to point out that we have not confirmed the authenticity of those text messages. But who do we believe here?
Gosh, I mean, when you have receipts, it's kind of hard to think that that's not true, that maybe she apologized personally. Maybe she was wanting more of a phone call and an actual conversation that would make it a more valid apology.
I just want to say Sharon also points out that she went to her dressing room after the show and apologized to her in person as well.
That's true.
The one thing that is throwing me for a loop here is Cheryl describing looking for the text messages. She says, I went back as far back as I could go. And maybe she doesn't have an iPhone. I don't know how text messages work on other phones, but you just search the name. Roxy texted me. I go Roxy, and I look at the latest text. You don't have to go far back.
Maybe she saved under another name.
Maybe she has a new number.
Maybe she has a new number.
Maybe they're both right. Maybe they're both telling the truth. Maybe Sharon's been texting the wrong person.
Well, that could be it, too. You know when a scandal breaks out or when anything happens around your friendships or relationships, like, you get, like, 30 text messages. So maybe she's down on the thread and didn't get to her.
You can search the Roxy.
But you're reasonable.
You type in Sharon.
But
if you're going to go on a podcast and the biggest scandal and talk about this talk show, you're gonna claim that this person's never wrote you, I would think you'd thoroughly look.
True.
Yes. I mean, but like scrolling down, I'm very confused about that. Does she just go through her messages like this?
I do that.
Type in Sharon.
But we know how to use our phones.
That's true.
My mom still doesn't know how to use her iPhone. I'm still trying to make her figure out how to use a GIF. So
you know, some people write. They're not, technology is not their thing, and so maybe Who knows? I mean, I don't really know if I know who to believe here because I don't want to call either of them liars by any means. But at the same time, yeah, Sharon does have at least that receipt that we see. But Cheryl says she didn't get them.
Plus, you could create those receipts.
I was just going to say, you know how you can text yourself and change
the name
and then you can screenshot and be like, see, I texted you. That happens.
Yep. There you go.
I'm not saying she's lying and I'm not saying Cheryl's lying either. But I think you have
people that could do that for you.
Exactly. So I think that the only way we will really know the truth and get to the bottom of it is if they're actually face to face on camera again and they say, look, this is what happened on my end. This is what happened on your end. What really happened? And can we just reconcile?
And can they?
I don't know if they can. I don't think they'll really ever be friends again. Maybe they can be public frenemies, like where they're cordial and they're fine and apologies were accepted,
maybe,
but they're not going out
friends.
To
tea. Yeah, maybe not friends, but at least cordial. You would want to hope that you reach a level of maturity, I guess, that you could at least be cordial with somebody. No ill wishes, wish you, you know, best of luck, whatever, whatever. But I would hope that we could be cordial at least, because there's no reason to be nasty and ugly and let this play out, you know.
It's heartbreaking. They worked together for a decade, you know. So to sit beside somebody, even if you aren't friends outside of the show or something along those lines, to sit beside them every single day and have a lot of meaningful and effective conversations on national television that have really made a big difference. And you've really done a lot of legendary things together. Stuff that's never been done on television has been done on that show. That's a terrible way to go out of a friendship.
It is, but I still, like, maybe that's just a testament to how much they really weren't kumbayaing after the show or, like, kicking it. And, you know, they live separate lives. You live a separate life off of this show. You live a separate life off of this show. When you go home, you know, you're with whoever you feel comfortable with. And maybe that was just, it was just a job.
Just a job.
And just saw it as a job. And that's what it is, you know? So, no harm, no foul. I think Sharon is more worried about her reputation and how she's perceived than the actual friendship that she would try to even mend.
Yeah, right. I agree with that.
Yeah.
All right, well, what about Bachelor Matt James? Apparently, he and Rachel Kirkconnell are back together. Reality Steve tweeted, it's been a while, but here's some news. Matt and Rachel, they're not over. They're currently in New York together, FYI. So remember, these two broke up after an ugly racism scandal, and we'll never forget this awkward goodbye.
Well, if you all want to share one final embrace.
Why did you have to replay that?
It's TV gold. He's just like, nope. Good.
Actually, no, I don't want to have one final embrace.
I'm good. What do you guys think? Are they really back together? Does that surprise you?
Yeah. I'm not surprised either. I mean, Reality Steve hardly ever misses. Like, this guy's, I don't know how he has the sources that he has, but he always gets it. I'm not surprised either. A little bit of time has passed since they've been separated, but if he really did love her, I think it will be hard for him to get over it. And if she really is committed to doing the work and he has seen it, that is his decision to make. And I don't think he's taking this decision lightly. She's been publicly canceled. He's been, you know, under scrutiny for even choosing her. And I think that they're going to privately try and work on this as much as they can. We're all, of course, going to disagree, or some people will disagree, but I think that he's going to keep trying not comment on this or confirm this for a really long time. Because, you know, when you break up with someone who's maybe wronged you or has done something publicly wrong and you don't want to really acknowledge the relationship it takes a lot of time. So I think
you have to be at the point where you're willing to go to bat for that person. And takes a lot of healing and time, especially if it's like if you got back together with the guy who cheated on you.
Exactly.
Yeah, a little bit, you know, and your whole family's like, why would you ever talk to that guy again? And you're like, well, you know, he's actually not that bad.
You can't tell nobody who to love. You know, at the end of the day, you have to go home with that person. Not your friends, not your mom, not social media. You have to deal with that person. And if you're prepared and ready, like you said, to go up to bat for them, then by all means, go for it. I don't think that they'll be able to keep it out of
the public eye at all. He's going to be continuously questioned about it. But at the end of the day, you can't tell anybody who not to love and who not to be with. So maybe there was something. A second breakup will be a lot harder to clean up. You're going to have to make this work. Okay. Yeah, so because if not, it'll be really bad.
Yeah. And I'm sure he's going to just need a lot of confidence in this relationship and know that it's strong and know that she really is committed to making the changes that she said she will make. But yeah, you know, he never really was a public person to begin with. This kind of fell in his lap. And I think he probably wants more than anything right now to go back to being a private person. And unfortunately, that's not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
Overnight, especially with Bachelor Nation. We are like Hawkeyes. We see it all. We know all. I'm sorry.
We do. We do. And then you got people like Reality Steve that are like, I know what flight you're on.
It's so scary.
I know what time you're coming home. I know where you're staying. And you're just like, how do you know these things?
Because you can't. You just can't hide. Big Brother's always watching.
Always. Reality Steve is Big Brother. Right, Big Brother. Hold on.
All right, you guys. Well, mom star Allison Janney is doing just fine on her own. Allison joined Drew Barrymore on her show yesterday and explained her philosophy on marriage and kids.
I think if I found the right guy at the right time who wanted to have kids, I probably would have with the right partner, because I wasn't ever really confident that I wanted to have kids. And I would rather... regret not having kids than have kids and regret that.
Amen. Oh. Amen.
What do you say to that?
I'm here for it, and I'm going to use that response all the time now. I hate such a strong word. I hate people that ask me, so when are you going to be married? So when are you going to have kids? Clearly, it hasn't worked out for me in that way. I'm not opposed. It's not that I didn't want it, but it just has not happened, and it's such a... intrusive, I guess, question sometimes, because you're like, oh, you're knocking on a certain number, you don't have this yet.
Right. It's like, we don't know what you've been through.
Exactly.
We don't know what steps you've maybe already taken in the past to try to do that and it hasn't worked out, or whatever the case might be.
Exactly.
And it can be kind of a hurtful situation.
And I tend to be a private person when it comes to relationships and stuff like that, but it does suck when people are like this time clock of expectations on you. And I hate that we put that on ourselves as women, because we're like, oh, our biological clock is ticking. I gotta go freeze my eggs. Let me go freeze some humans in a lab or something like that. And it's like, why all the pressure that we already have? If I'm living my best life and doing it just fine, why question me on when? But you're recently married, so you might feel a different way.
Well, actually, I mean, I thought forever that I was gonna be the cool aunt that just works and has this great career and has fun and travels the world, and I'm totally cool just having my nieces and nephews and they'll be my kids and maybe I'll never settle down and get married. And now that I am settled down and married and I found this person who I absolutely see the rest of my life with, now I view everything differently. And I'm like, wow, I do see children with this partner and I do see that for my future and I want that. But there is that societal pressure. Now literally everyone's asking me, so when are the kids happening? Are you already pregnant? And I'm reaching a certain age where, yes, people are freezing their eggs. And it really is so much pressure. And then when you're a working woman and you have this career that you also want to invest fully in, you're like, how the heck will I do both? And then you see Allison Janney and she's highly decorated and had this amazing career. And you understand. You're like, I get why she didn't have kids.
Yeah.
So, like, let her do it. And I respect her for saying that, because there are a lot of people who have the children because they think that's the life that they're supposed to have, when maybe that's not what they really wanted.
And you're struggling. You're struggling. I mean, luckily, you have a partner who's absolutely amazing, and you're a great mom, but could you even imagine having to do that on your own and working at the same time?
No, it's tough. I mean, I know a lot of women do it every single day, and I think, you know, once you have a kid, everything changes. Like, there's no going back, right? Like, once you're a mom, you're full in.
Yeah, you can't take that back.
They're your baby forever. They're your priority forever, and... typically, most moms, I think, even if they didn't know for sure if they were uneasy about having a kid, they fall so head over heels in love with their children after they arrive that they're like, okay, now I can't imagine my life without them. I think about it all the time, about what you thought life was going to be like and what life really is like. And I totally respect women who say that, you know, kids are not for them. they aren't for everybody, and they absolutely don't have to be. It's just because we are the ones who give the birth, who procreate them, doesn't mean we have to have them.
Right.
So I feel as though you should do what's right for you and not have kids until you're ready, until you want to have kids, because if you have them too early, it's not that you can't make it work. Obviously, there's a lot of people who have unplanned pregnancies before they were wanting to, and they figure it out. But life's hard.
Yeah.
My friends who have gone through that and they weren't planning that, life was harder for them. Careers were harder for them because they got pregnant before they were planning on it, before they got into their career. So, of course, it happens. You will make it work and you will be stronger afterwards. But do it when you're ready if you can.
Exactly. I'm going to live out all these hot girl summers. You hear me?
Do you know
I'm going to continue my hot girl summer train.
Like, I can't even imagine how many hot girl summers you have left in you. Like, there will be endless. Like, there's so
many. If J-Lo could continue to have hot girl summers and still be a hot mom, too, I am going to be the hot mom with hot girl summers.
Yeah, you
forever. Forever. It's not going anywhere.
All right. Still ahead, the celebrity couple whose relationship started with a cheating scandal, and now they are donezo. Could you have ever worked it out? Okay, plus Cardi B's talking about her money moves, why she's fighting to get paid what she deserves. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. In today's Dear Daily Pop, does scandal destroy romance? Larsa Pippen and Malik Beasley's relationship did not survive. E! News has confirmed the couple have called it quits. Now, if you remember, there was major drama when they started dating because he was married. So what do you think when a couple starts a relationship on a scandal, especially a cheating scandal? Does it ever work out?
Well, I'm not going to say it doesn't work out, but it's harder. It didn't start off on a solid foundation. And I'm sure he was still going through so much as he was going from this marriage to then a relationship. And children are involved in this whole public backlash. It's got to be a lot for both of them, every party involved. So, we kind of maybe saw that coming.
Yeah, look, I know Larsa, okay? And when I first saw her, I was like, girl, what the hell did you get yourself into?
Like, yeah.
It's always two sides to every story, or three sides, really. But listen, she's going to be, again, living her best life
hot girl
in 2.5 seconds. Like, she's going to be okay. She's going to move on, and it's going to be somebody else that's going to be just as fabulous for her. But I already knew. I was like, this isn't going to last. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's not going to last.
I feel like it's tough whenever you get into the relationship and they're knee deep into a nasty split with their ex. It just feels messy from the get-go, and it seems to always...
Especially if you're the one being accused for the split. And
yeah.
Maybe you were. I don't know all the sides to the stories, and I'm not going to take sides either, but it's like, it's just too much. And then with the public on it, too. But I'm really, really opposed to being public too soon.
Yeah.
Like, holding hands in the airports and the ink ain't even dry yet. Like, that's just not.
Hold your horses.
I mean, I don't know about you guys, but you can sometimes see from the previous relationship, that's kind of an indicator on how they treat their partners. Mm. And if you didn't even have that civil, you know, split, divorce, whatever it was, and this other woman is claiming like he did you dirty, that kind of lets you know, like,
it does.
I'm not saying that he's at fault for this current split, but
don't you think sometimes you're blinded a little bit? Like, you're like, well, he said she's this, and she probably is, and it's not his fault. You know, well, sometimes people tell you the story, and
1,000%. I mean, I think that there are situations where you're being told that it's one way, and it actually is not that. But are you going to be the girl that's going to actually go to the ex-wife or the wife
exactly.
in question and be
excuse
like,
me, so, I'm starting to date your ex.
I just want to follow up on this.
Can you clear something up for me?
Yeah.
I just want to know, like, how did it go down?
So he could
had been filling her ear with a whole bunch of stuff just to get with her. You know, you never, again, you just really never know how it went down. I personally just wish her and Scotty would just get back together.
Aww.
Yeah, just get back together, please, and thank you.
Just do that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into this wedding etiquette question. Have you ever been invited to someone's wedding, but not the reception? One woman told Reddit that even though she is a bridesmaid, ooh, in her friend's wedding, she was told that her boyfriend of 5 years could only come to the ceremony and not the party.
I've actually seen it the reverse, where it's like they can't, yes, come to the ceremony or the dinner, but they,
right,
can't come to the party.
Yeah.
That's so weird to not have them come to the party.
Because they don't want to pay for the dinner.
Right, but just tell them, like, they can't come at all. I'm sorry, we don't have room for your plus one. We're in a pandemic. Like,
but
do that.
But if they're your bridesmaid, and
that's
this guy's
different,
been with her for 5 years.
That's,
listen, we had a situation like this. We invited all the plus ones, but luckily all my friends, their boyfriends or girlfriends were significant. They weren't, uh-huh, like, we didn't, if they've been like casually dating somebody, I'm like, no, I don't even know the girl. If I haven't even met her, then nah, I don't need to have her at the wedding. You know, I'm not going to pay for this girl. But if they were, they're in a solid relationship, committed to each other, we said they have to come because nobody wants to come to the party alone.
Yeah. If I'm your bridesmaid and I paid for this ugly ass dress,
yeah,
and I had to go through your bachelorette party and all your crying and get you your churros and get you drunk, you're gonna play for my plus one to come to the wedding.
Yeah, you,
I don't care who is next to me, but they're going to be next to me to hear all the bitching and complaining I'm gonna do about your ass, uh-huh, being bridezilla. So my plus one is coming no matter what. I don't, yeah, care what they say.
I'll
thank
share
you
a plate with them if I
exactly
have to. If money's that tight, we'll share
you
the chicken.
This piece of chicken, you can have the last bite. It's okay.
All right, up next, Jamie Foxx is opening up about love and fatherhood, plus how he got Snoop Dogg to psych out his daughter's dates. Our hilarious interview with him is next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. Let's get right into today's Hollywood Minute. Cardi B says she is fighting for her money. Cardi tells XXL that this year she's focused on making sure her money is straight. That includes doing research, looking at the amount companies are making off of her, and getting what she really deserves. She also credits Offset with being her financial soundboard. JoJo Siwa says she's still trying to figure out her sexuality. JoJo tells People magazine out Friday that while she calls herself queer or gay, technically, she's, quote, pansexual, because that's how I have always been my whole life. Like, my human is my human. JoJo also jokes that since her girlfriend's name is Kylie, she calls herself Kisexual. And there's a wild moment here at the Mrs. Sri Lanka pageant. The winner's crown literally got snatched. Mrs. Sri Lanka 2019, who's also Mrs. World 2020, grabbed the crown right off the winner's head. She told the audience the woman could not be named the winner because she's divorced, and then put the crown on the first runner up. But turns out the winner's not divorced. She's just separated from her husband, and the crown has since been returned to her. Aaron, what in the world would you do in this situation?
First of all, I'm not letting you take this crown off. I'm like backing up and keeping it on. And also, how did you just discover in that moment that you couldn't crown me? Like, you didn't do a background check earlier before you decided
purpose.
I needed this crown?
Well, yeah, and it was like this woman knew about it the whole time, was like, if that girl gets crowned, I swear I'm gonna take it into my own hands. I'm not gonna put it on her head. What in the world?
That's so messed up.
I'm screaming scarring. I'm screaming alopecia bald spot now from the bobby bin that ripped my extension out. I'm going in on it. And then you want to give it back? Nobody's ever going to remember the apology. They always remember
that moment.
I don't want that anymore.
Yeah,
I wouldn't even want to be associated.
She was so devastated. She just walked off. I felt so bad for
that
her.
Sucks.
That is a really weird
But they
thing.
Cheered her off like, yes, like, go.
So
that is so wrong.
Bitchy. All right.
Ugh.
Crown world. Just ruthless. All right, Jamie Foxx knows how to embarrass his two daughters, and now he's taking those skills to the small screen. Justin caught up with Jamie, who had a warning for anyone trying to date his little girls.
Daughters are special, man. Your daughters are special. And as a father, you want that person who's dating your father to know that there quite possibly be a chance that they won't survive life.
Jamie Foxx is back on TV, and this time it's a family affair. He's EPing his new show, Dad, Stop Embarrassing Me, with his oldest daughter, Corinne.
I have to ask you, Jamie, how close to your life is this show?
My daughter never got in trouble. In actual, like, I never had to say the words, I know you ain't coming in here late. I know there ain't alcohol on your breath. As far as my character, I mean, that's all the way me, man.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing the latest skinny jeans.
Those jeans aren't skinny, they're starving.
Oh. What were you like when she first started out dating?
You know what? First of all, I'm a private eye. And so by the time she got the person there, I had already knew everything about him. And you know, there was one particular moment where this was so surreal. Snoop was actually at my house. So she brings the guy to the crib. I said, yo, Snoop, there he is right there. Shake him up. Snoop walks up to her. Hey, what's up, nephew? You understand what's going on right now? And all these dudes was around him. But the dude was solid. He was like, I see what's going on. I'm chill. I was like, okay, that's good. That's a great, good grade on that. They have to know that if something is going wrong, that, hey, something might come to you with the lip. You know how you get your lips?
Yeah, right? You got it. Murphy lips.
That's my song right there. Woo! Get this on your TikTok.
I don't want to lose any followers.
16-year-old Kyla Drew stars as Jamie's daughter, Sasha. And when it comes to surviving embarrassment, she's an old pro.
My mama embarrasses the heck out of me to the point where I really don't even get embarrassed anymore. But I'll never forget, when I was 4, I used to do ballet. And so at my ballet recital, you know, you're supposed to be like quiet, paying attention. Yeah. It's very poised, formal. Not my mama. She's like, go my baby, Kyla, who, Kyla Drew? Yelling. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Sasha, Malia, yes, we can.
Okay, when the Obama starts, I gotta go.
For fathers out there who are in the new age of raising kids, I'm learning every day from people like Kyla, from people like my daughter Corinne, because I don't know. I'm out here trying to apply the old school disciplines.
And it doesn't work.
It don't, man, at all.
Corinne is 27 now. She couldn't get away with nothing because she was the first kid. I feel like baby girl is gonna run all the way over your ass.
You know what's crazy? Annalise is on a trajectory that's amazing too. She's already in the Writers Guild. She created an anime. What'll make you tear up? She knows how to play my songs from my album on the piano. So I'll sit down and she'll be playing, I'm supposed to be loved. We always look to our children to see how they develop is according to what our success is apparent. To watch my daughters develop, my fingers crossed, it's been a beautiful experience thus far. So I hope it continues.
That was so cute.
So
Jamie Foxx is a dad. Can you even imagine?
Well,
life is fun.
I have to tell you, there is a secret society of Hollywood dads out there. They got like a group chat, and they actually do scare their, if like the daughter is dating somebody, they'll call up somebody and be like, hey, I need you to scare this guy for real.
Oh my
like,
God, go can you it. Name names?
You always do that to me.
She said a secret.
Jamie Foxx and Snoop Dogg are on the chat.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, there we go. All right, Dad, Stop Embarrassing Me drops on Netflix April 14th. Coming up, who's saying Ariana Grande is the biggest pop star in the world? And do we agree with this? We're going to debate next. Here's our daily pop tip of the day. Try to be as confident as Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade's 2-year-old daughter, Kavya. Watch this.
You know you're beautiful?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I know that. Mm-hmm. Sure do.
Oh, without any hesitation, without any doubts, like, yep, uh-huh. That is her. That is her all day. Because you know what? She has a beautiful mom and a beautiful dad that tell her every day that she's beautiful and makes her repeat it in the mirror. You know, I'm beautiful. Yeah. Who am I? I'm Kavya. She has a person. You should follow her on Instagram.
Seriously?
Actually, she's pretty amazing.
Her Instagram is so great, and I feel like there's probably a sign-up sheet of
people who want to be this little girl's best friend. With one look, she makes you melt and like die laughing.
She's absolutely beautiful. A lot of fun. I had a great time with her. We went to the zoo recently, and yep, there she goes. Once she warms up, she's like, you know, having selfies and having fun. She had the map of the zoo, and we were like all following her, and she just takes charge and leads the way. So fun to see her grow up, because seeing her from a baby to now, we just have so much fun with her, but she's really, her personality is just shining through.
What was that? Was that Auntie Roxy, we need to lay here on the ground?
It was literally, and you know this is Gabrielle's daughter, because her facial expression, she's like, and pose. And she knows when the camera is on. She's like, and we're going to just sunbathe right here. I'm like, okay, the lions are right here, Kav, but if you, this is where you want to chill, this is where we're going to chill.
Hilarious. Yeah. So cute. All right, Demi Lovato is excited about her hot new collaboration with Ariana Grande, and she's making a very bold statement about her friend. Check out what she just told Boston radio station Mix 104.1.
I love that she's the biggest pop star in the world because she deserves it. You know, she's wanting to help and support other women. Like that's incredible. So it's, I'm excited to be able to call her a friend and have her on this album. And I can't wait to sing it with her in person.
Wow. So clearly Ariana is a huge star. This is a hard debate, but do you think she is the biggest pop star in the world?
I think she's definitely one of them, but she's in good company with the likes of Taylor Swift or Drake. Mm. I mean, I was watching Ariana Grande's vocal arrangements and her putting together that song, one of her songs, and I mean, I had no idea how much of a mastermind she is. Mm-hmm. But then you also have like Taylor Swift, who is breaking records. And then you have Drake, who had like an 8-year long stint of being on the Billboard Top 100. Like, I think she's in great company.
You're fighting with the Beyoncés of the world. Yeah. You're fighting with the Rihannas of the world. It's hard to say there is this one person who is the biggest pop star, because at the end of the day, nobody's topping Michael Jackson for me. Until you reach Michael Jackson status, Justin Bieber was like right there for it, you know? But that's a tough one.
You think worldwide, I think BTS. I mean, they're huge. Everybody knows who BTS is worldwide at this point. I mean, there's a lot of choices there. Yeah. So I think we have a lot of really big pop stars, but Ariana Grande definitely is in that running for sure. All right, you guys, after the break, how to get your kids to eat healthier without them knowing it. We're going to whip up some dishes that stars like Jen Garner and Sarah Michelle Gellar cannot get enough of. Stay with us. Welcome back. Today is Whip It Up Wednesday. It's all about the ultimate parenting hack in the kitchen. Here to show us how to get your children to eat healthier without even knowing it is co-founder of One Potato and mom of three, Catherine McCord.
Hey,
welcome back to the show.
Good to see you. It's so fun to be with you guys.
Yes. Okay, so before we get started, just so you can follow along, if you'd like, you can scan this QR code to get the recipes to these dishes. It's at the bottom of your screens. Okay, Catherine.
Yes.
You've got celeb fans like Jennifer Garner, Sarah Michelle Gellar vouching for your family-friendly recipes like mac and cheese. Every kid loves it, but let's be honest, not always the healthiest thing. So how can we make it healthier?
Yeah, we've got a fun version today because we are going to be adding in a little vegetable in here, and that's butternut squash mac and cheese. Oh. And it actually adds like a little bit of sweetness, creaminess, but you know, your kids aren't going to be like, wait a minute, where's my mac and cheese? Because you're like, that's
it
your mac
like
and cheese.
It. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
would other vegetables work for this? Like if we wanted to do cauliflower or a sweet potato?
Yes, you can use any vegetables. You could do peas, you could do spinach. You know, like you can even go like St. Patrick's or like kind of summer green mac and
cheese. If they're PJ Masks fans, it's the gecko mac and cheese.
Just saying.
All right, how do we make this?
Yeah, this is such an easy recipe. So we're gonna start by taking a little bit of butter, just melt away, and we're gonna get real chefy today.
I love getting
by making
chefy.
A roux. So go ahead. We don't want to brown our butter. Go ahead and add in some flour and just mix it up. What we're looking to do is just, you want to get this kind of like thick, creamy, almost like a pasty consistency. And look, you know, get everyone involved making this. It makes it even more fun. And then we're just going to add in a little bit of salt and then give this like about a minute or two. And then we're going to put in our milk, and that's going to really start to thicken it up. You could also use a plant-based milk if you're, you know, you're not, if you're lactose intolerant, you don't want milk. And then the fun stuff. This is butternut squash. Now,
what?
You could do a butternut squash soup. You could do a butternut squash puree. Either one is going to work beautifully.
Okay. So you just puree this. Did you like cook it first?
Yeah. So you could either take like a roasted butternut squash or steamed. But like I said, like you could do canned butternut squash. Are you ready for this? You could even use baby food. Like, you know, baby food butternut squash.
You know what? I have actually made something very similar to this. Yours is much more fancy and homemade, but yes, I use butternut squash baby food and put it on the noodles.
But okay. You could do that with like, you'd be shocked. It's just pureed vegetables. So it's like a great opportunity to just get a little bit of extra vegetable in there. And then of course the cheese, lots of cheddar cheese. You could also use Monterey Jack, mozzarella, you know, like any kind of cheese that your kid likes. Or by the way, this is not just for kids. This is totally like the gourmet version, but it just happens to be like getting in a vegetable.
And it makes us feel better about
it
eating.
Really
it
really does.
Exactly.
Can I tell you, I get really excited when I trick my husband into eating like vegetables or healthy. I'm like, ha, God, did you taste it? You did it.
Kids, exactly. This is for husbands.
No, it's a real win-win. You feel good about yourself. No joke. And then you want to add the pasta. So get fun with it. Like, it could be macaroni. It could be cavatelli, cavatappi. Like, any kind
there's
of pasta.
There's also out there, like, dinosaur-shaped whole wheat pastas that I found.
I love that you know that.
I know, I'm such a
two
mom.
Two kids. You're such a good mom.
She's a great mom. This smells really good.
It smells really good.
Okay, let's try this.
See, you've got the final version, and I actually have a beautiful big baked version here.
Wow.
So you're just going to pop it into a greased large 13x9 baking dish, bake it for about 20 minutes, and like voila. And I'll be honest, you don't even have to bake it because it is so like creamy.
Yummy. Mm. Yeah.
Okay,
let's
wait.
Get into this dessert.
We've got this beautiful dessert. Can we please get into this right now?
Yes, let's rock and roll it because we're making s'mores cakey, are you ready? Black bean brownies. Mm. So again, getting in a vegetable. Tons of protein. We've got eggs, oil, vanilla. Just whisk it all up. We're going to throw in some, just a little bit of sugar. You could also, again, use like coconut sugar. You could use like different kinds of sugars. And then that protein. So we're going to do black beans. And just a can of black beans.
Wow.
I know that it seems like really odd, but that's what gives it like tons of moisture and you're getting in the protein. You know, and especially if you have kids that are like, I don't want black beans or I don't want beans, but you could use any other kinds of beans. And then we're going to add in a little cocoa powder. So no sugar in cocoa powder. It's just, you know, pure 100% cocoa powder. Baking powder, which is going to make it nice. And that's what's going to make it cakey, like really full and rich.
I dropped the whole bowl.
Oh,
darn
this
it.
Is so...
Can we get to the eating part?
Let's
working. Let's get to the
and
eating.
And then put everything in your baking dish. Graham crackers, marshmallows, and tons of chocolate chips.
Mm.
Wow.
I can't tell that's black beans at all.
You can't taste it at all.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it chocolate?
And it's moist and fluffy. Oh my gosh.
It's a brownie. It tastes like a straight brownie. You guys get that recipe. Just a reminder, if you scan that QR code, it'll take you right to the recipes. Okay.
Wow.
If you want more healthy recipes like this, you can go to Wealicious.com or pick up a copy of Catherine's book, The Smoothie Project. Thank you, Catherine.
So great to see you
Always
guys.
Good to see you. Okay.
Thank you.
Up next, the celeb who is sharing her Botox disaster that left her face deformed. Her brave confession is after this. Lots of us go to great lengths to look our best, but influencer Whitney Buha's Botox treatment left her face deformed. Check it out.
Whoa, what's the reason? What the f***?
Gosh.
She's laughing now, but Whitney clearly, obviously, was devastated when her Botox was injected in the wrong place, causing her left eye to droop and her right eye to be extra wide open. I mean,
Yikes.
They were asking, like, would you share this? And I was like, I'm on Daily Pop every day. If this happens to me, you all are seeing it. So, yeah, I guess I would share it because I still got to show up to work. And I would just be like, Botox went
wrong. You would show up to work?
How? You would not show up
you
to work,
not
Carissa.
Show up to work with
you
that.
You would literally
no.
say, I'm
You're
sick,
right.
I cannot
You're
go
right.
to work
I would
like
not
this.
Show up for a week, and I would go to every person I could to dissolve it and try to fix it. But if I couldn't fix it, eventually mama's got to go back to work.
True.
I have to pay the bills.
Yeah, for a minute I thought she had Bell's palsy, which I've had before, and it looks like facial paralysis in the photos. But, oh my gosh, I would never do any type of Botox or anything again after that.
I just want her to Yelp who she went to.
Hey, yes, please tell
let
us
me
names.
Know, because I don't want that to happen to me at
we
all.
We don't want to go to that person
Oh
ever.
My gosh. I've had a bad reaction once before to a filler, and like it just swole. It just got so swollen. I had a huge bump on my face and... Yeah, the show had to go on. I still had to go on. I was like, can you please conceal this and cover this as much as possible? It looked like I had like a real bad allergic reaction, which, again, you guys, if you're going to do that stuff, I mean, Botox fillers, whatever, make sure you go down the rabbit hole of the Yelp page so that person is a good fit for you. But yeah, it's super scary.
Did you go back to that person again?
Hell no. Yeah, exactly. I went back to the person I should have went to in the first place.
You know, get a
shout out to Dr. Orion, and you know he made sure it dissolved it. I was like,
I'm guilty of that too. I'm like, I don't want to pay so much. I'm just gonna go to someone else then for hair or whatever it is, and then you're like, nope. There's a reason why I pay for what I pay for.
Okay. That is the equivalence of you get what you paid for.
Yeah.
Right
do
then.
You guys not watch Botched? Like, you don't want a botched job on anything.
True.
Do not save the money. This is your face we're talking about.
Go go big or go home. Okay. Would you stay up all night to catch your partner in a lie? A husband says his wife had been complaining that his cats constantly keep her awake. He didn't believe her, and she wanted him to get rid of his cats. So one night, he pretended to sleep while documenting what was going on. Now, nothing happened, but the wife complained again, and the husband called her out for lying.
Ooh.
Would you have done the same thing? This is screaming my name. I would 100% do this.
I would do this, too. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do this and have the night vision cameras on right now to record you
totally.
As well.
Yeah. Totally, because, it's one thing. It's like, because sometimes people really want to make their point, and maybe they don't mean to lie. Sometimes they don't even know they're lying. They're just saying, like, something's waking me up all night, and it has to be your cat. And you're like, no, I know my cat wouldn't do that. So you'd want to defend your cat.
Absolutely.
Exaggerate it.
All right, you guys, up next, how to open a beer bottle with a piece of paper. And does it really work? Since it's National Beer Day, we're putting this hack to the test. Don't go anywhere.
Woo!
Learning big things here on Daily Pop today. It's National Beer Day, so we're going to have a little competition to see who can clear the beer. Today, we are testing this beer bottle opening hack we found on TikTok, or maybe it was YouTube. It involves a sheet of paper. Start by folding it in half, fold it in half again, and again, and again. Let's get that part done. Okay,
great.
And then we'll each have 30 seconds, and we'll see who can open all four.
Oh my gosh.
Beers.
I have a feeling I'm going to do this. I'm going to nail it.
I feel very confident
wait,
as
this,
well.
Wait, like this again? And then...
Is this a competition? I can't be telling you the tricks, okay?
Okay, tell me when you guys all get your papers
okay,
ready.
I don't know if I got this paper right or not, but we're going to try it.
Okay, ready, set, go.
Shoot.
Okay.
No
come
way.
On.
Okay. Okay, like paper
do I have to do it with the paper?
Are we using the right paper?
Yeah, I think we should use construction paper.
All right,
I don't think this paper is strong
I'm
enough.
How?
No, seriously, I think we're using the wrong paper.
Go.
Oh.
Wait. Ouch.
No
Are you
way.
Opening it with
I
your
got
hand?
Something kind of open.
Wait, I feel like this is impossible. Who invented this?
There's
no way that this easier is... hacks. I would suggest
at this
like
point
that.
I'm gonna use my mouth.
Okay, well that was a massive fail. But either way, have a beer today. It's National Beer Day. Tomorrow we're getting insider scoop from a Grey's Anatomy star. We're also cooking up some delicious treats with Guy Fieri. Then Jillian Michaels is gonna show us the best way to burn off those calories that we earned today with our
Let
beers.
Me not
Anybody
mess up
get
there.
It open?
Who
no.
told us
no.
this lie?
Check out Natalie Fox tonight at 11:30 and join us every weekday at 11 a.m.
Isn't there a way
right
to do
here
it with,
on
like,
Eve Daily
bottles?
Pop. See ya.
Bye.
I can't do it.